The News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Good morning, Carl Bott and Trish Clark here, August the 7th, 2014, 7:05 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning. I love Thursday mornings. It's great to be here in this wonderful Shasta County.
It is, you know, a little smoke out there, a little haze.
Well,
in the air.
Yeah, and we hope for the, you know, this weather kind of helped those fires a little bit, and we just hope that they'll continue to go down. We don't get any more dry lightning strikes.
That'd be terrible. Hey, yeah, tell you what, let's start off with our Wells Fargo advisors, Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Markets are positive this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 42 points at 16,484. The S&P 500 is up 4 at 1924, and the NASDAQ is up 14 at 4,369. Active stocks this morning include Bank of America up 7 cents at $15.27, and 21st Century Fox up $2.31 at $34.64. Stocks of local interest, Tri-County's Bank is up 3 cents at $22 even, and Pepsi is unchanged at $90.51. In the bond market, we find higher prices, which has brought the 30-year Treasury yield to 3.26%. And in the commodity markets, crude oil is up 3 cents at $96.95. Gold is down $1.70 at $1,306.50. And silver is down 4 cents at $19.97. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Kathy, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo advisors on Monday through Friday at 706, 806, and 906 in the morning. You can find out what's happening on Wall Street. But then give them a call at 243-7561 to find out what's going on with your investments. And I'll hear Trish going saying, I hate it when the stock market does this, goes down. Well, I think a lot of people do. But, you know, if you give them a call at Wells Fargo advisors, I think they can tell you what's going on, maybe be able to help you with investments and help you start your way to having financial freedom, financial security. 243-7561, Wells Fargo Advisors.
70 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a mostly sunny and hot near 98, 96 degrees today. Mostly clear around 68 this evening. 97 on Friday and 98 on Saturday. Through the weekend, we're looking at hot and sunny. And the weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. They're locally owned and operated. They give senior and veterans discounts, and you can reach them at 365-3793.
And their customers are, it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer.
Right.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Angel. I see you out there. Gosh, all the things going on. Today we have John Patterson, who's running for city council, will join us at 8 o'clock. We got Gary Cadd here. It's going to join us after the break to talk about, you know, we're going to talk about things that are happening in the city.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got sale of land going. We've got
decision made to put the tax on the November ballot.
Yeah, and Gary voted to, and because he's standing right here, I can say to raise taxes. No, okay, I know, Gary, that's not what you voted for. But let the people decide. And then I want to talk to you. There's other things going on. There's an editorial in the paper today about let Chief Paletti run his own department. Now, this is where they took an opportunity to take a slap at Jones, Starman, and Paletti all at one time. Yet make it sound good. I don't know how you do that, but
whoever, the art of telling someone to go to Haiti with in such a manner that they're looking forward to the trip,
anticipating the journey. So, and that was, and we'll talk a bit about that. Can you believe this? Most Americans in this latest poll want new leaders.
Oh, gosh. What a surprise. The only surprise of that is it isn't 100%.
28% want the Republicans to take over the Senate and the House. 28% want the Democrats to take over the Senate and the House. A third say it's not going to make any difference anyway. So that's pretty much everybody.
Yeah.
What was the other thing? They don't trust Obama or this administration to be able to get anything done. And I can't help but agree with this at this point. Except the fact that he's getting ready to turn this country into and I don't mean this literally, but figuratively, an armed camp. If he goes and gives amnesty to 5 or 6 million people, if he does this, I can't help but think that America is just going to raise up and it's going to be a battle.
Oh, I think you're absolutely right, and I think it's interesting to note that even the really liberal newspapers are coming out and saying, Mr. President, you have to listen to the Constitution. You do not have the authority to override. I mean, he's even stated, you know, Congress has tied my hands. He's even stated he doesn't have the authority to do what he's saying he's going to do.
Well, you know, and
he's even getting called by his own party now.
Well, and he should, because, you know, then, okay, so if this means that the president doesn't, you know, he can just change laws.
He's been doing that for 6 years.
Right. But I mean, you know, to this extent, then that means why can't you just say and I saw this one article just says, okay, then a Republican president comes in and says, fine, then businesses don't have to pay, you know, or corporations don't have to pay more than 22% of, you know, taxes, you know, instead of 28, and we're not going to enforce anything over 22. I mean,
why not? Well, that's exactly what he's done for 6 years. He's picked the laws that he likes. And then he said, okay, well, we have good immigration laws, or we have immigration laws. They're already on the books, but we're not enforcing them. We're not turning people back at the borders. You're not allowed to question them and pick them up and send them
and
back.
And now, you know, now it's not just, you know, they talk about kids coming across the border. There's a certain percentage, probably, that are children. I mean,
there are some children, but most of them are adults.
Now they're coming across as family units.
Yes.
And here's the other thing, too, is, These people are put in all these different camps that have come across, and then they're being adopted out. Now, I do have some experience with that because remember when South Vietnam fell and all the Vietnamese came to America? Well, they put thousands of them at Camp Pendleton. We had Camp, I don't know what we called it. If you go out there, you can still see it's just kind of an open palm. I don't know. Anyway, I don't know whoever came up with that one, but it's also on a medal they gave us too. But later on, yeah, that was big. Anyway, but all these people wanted to help the Vietnamese. But you had these guys come in here, these 50-year-old guys wanting to adopt these 12-year-old Vietnamese girls and boys. I don't think so. And there was a lot of things happening, but the point is that, you know, they're supposed to come back for deportation hearings. Well, the average right now is like 12%. They come back for these hearings. Why should they?
Well, exactly. And what we haven't stopped and thought. I mean, we want to be this great humanitarian country, but they're bringing these kids in. They're infiltrating them into all kinds of areas throughout the United States without telling the authorities there or the officials. Even the governors can't find out where they're dumping these kids in their communities. When school starts, those kids are going to filtrate right into the schools. What about the diseases they're carrying? We haven't checked any health issues with any of them. They're going to go right into the classroom with your kids.
They don't speak English.
They have who knows what kind of diseases. They don't have any background. What if they're not adopted? The impact on – you're right. I think that communities are going to arm themselves and they're going to start fighting back.
Not literally. Well, they may be literally.
I think they're going to start fighting back.
I don't want to see an armed insurrection because there's other ways. We haven't reached that point yet, but we have reached a point where people need to figuratively arm themselves and say enough of this, like Murrieta did.
Yeah.
You are not bringing them in here. Oh, these are horrible people. No, they're not. We just don't have places for 1,000 refugees in a town of 1,200. Come on. You know, something
well,
like
and,
that.
And the other thing is, you know, we're putting all of our states in a position where when we have these disasters, big fires like we've got going on here, they don't have any place for their own people in a disaster.
No.
They don't have the ability or the wherewithal to take care of them because they're being saddled with these thousands of refugees which have all kinds of needs. And I think that the best thing we could do for them is to get everybody with an airplane, get them down there, get the doctors, check these kids out, make them clean, give them a meal, put them back on an airplane, and send them home.
I think you're absolutely right. But you know one thing? Tonight, I'm going to go to a – by the way, I'm going to change the subject.
Okay.
I'm going to a Colt 45s game tonight.
Great.
I've got tickets for anybody who wants to go. We've got only got four games left. It ends up Sunday. I have tickets to give away to the Colt 45. So the first person that calls me at 605-4567, you can have either two or you can have a family pack of four. I'm going tonight and maybe again this weekend because, you know what, it's been a great summer for the Colt 45s. Go down there, get their hot dogs, get their, you know, get a cup of beer or a Coke or whatever it is down there that you want. But I've got, like I said, two tickets to Colt 45s. It's going to be a great game tonight. They're all going to be great games. I mean, America's pastime. Give me a call, 605-4567. And then after that, I'm going to go to bed.
Okay.
And I'm going to go to bed in my sleep number bed, in my sleep number setting of 40, and I'm going to go to sleep because it's the funnest part of my day. Right now,
okay.
It's a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff going on. But
yeah, well, we can go there, or we can just talk about how comfortable that bed is when you sleep.
My gosh,
at my 55, I'm still there. It just is. I just melt into my bed and sleep like a baby.
And now they have the new, of course, with besides the dual air technology, so you can set your own side. You can set your numbers, and Linda sets her numbers. You also have the Sleep IQ, and empowers you to make changes like adjusting your sleep number settings. See, and it tells you, hey, here's an idea for you. And you can get that on the new Sleep Number beds. And the new Sleep Number C2 Queen mattress with Sleep IQ technology and the dual air technology made in America with a guarantee starting at under $1,000. How much is a good night's sleep worth? And for the next 20 or 30 years, think about it.
That's
wow.
Exactly right.
Head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Go down and see Brian or Janice down there. They are located in the Sleep Number Shopping Center, in the Target Shopping Center over there, and ask them or tell them, demand from them, I want a good night's sleep. And then they're going to help you.
Yeah,
that's great. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and we come back. Gary Cadd's going to join us. We've already got people asking questions on the chat room. Okay. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. Of course, Linda has On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. We'll be back.
It's the Back to School Resource Expo at the Mount Shasta Mall, August 9th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Featuring programs for children, including sports, drama, robotics, martial arts, voice, dance, art, gymnastics, tutoring, and 4-H, fashion tips, makeup options, hair braiding bar, nutrition, health, and exercise programs, so much more. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me as we broadcast live from Center Court at 12 o'clock noon on August 9th. We'll have fun giveaways from Sephora, Zoe's Travel, Turtle Bay Family Passes, and an appearance by CHP's Chipper, and the best back-to-school tips. Then head on over to the back-to-school fashion show at 1 o'clock in front of Macy's. It's the Back-to-School Resource Expo August 9th at the Mount Shasta Mall from 10 to 6 p.m. See you there.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Bark and Wine.
Don't forget Brew.
Yes, Brew also. Hoping you will join us Saturday, October 4th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center for the 7th Annual Haven Humane Wine and Beer Tasting with sit-down dinner, live and silent auction, and basket drawings.
This event is our premier fundraising event to help the animal population of our area. For tickets and more information, call Haven Humane Society or go on havenhumane.net.
You did that very well.
Well, I'm not as dumb as you think I am.
Yeah.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
We're so happy, even when we're smart and out of fear. Let's go down to the tennis court and talk it up like, yeah.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Well, I tell you, Bad Bob is on a tear here lately with his bump music. You know, we're not doing, you know, Three Little Pigs anymore. We're getting into the good stuff. So, hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Veterans always get discounts and treated with great respect at Tobacco and Brew. Lowest tobacco prices in town, greatest humidor in walk-in humidor in town, and, of course, Espresso Joe's with any type of coffee or cold drink you can imagine. All of this at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest is Gary Cadd, a city councilman who's not running for anything.
That's right.
So, Gary, the potential $5 million that is anticipated to be raised based on tax collections, should voters approve this measure, if the tax passes, there is nothing stopping the city from just reducing the current 2015 police budget by $5 million if the tax collections fall below the anticipated 4% growth projection.
Mr. Ponce is totally incorrect in what he's talking about. If you look at the resolution that's going to be on the ballot, it very clearly states deposited. The money will be deposited into a dedicated fund for the special purpose of reducing crime and public nuisance associated with the effects of public safety realignment, AB 109, and other criminal activity. So the money, the $5 million coming in, will not be in the general fund. Uh-huh. It'll be in a separate account to where it can be used for public safety. So if you go through the premise of what he's written here, and he also mentions my name and says my comments. I've never made these comments that he's speaking of here, because what he's saying is we'll take the $5 million and put it into other departments and then not give it all to public safety. Every penny of that money will go into a special account, and it will be it for public safety.
Well, and that's the whole purpose of the three-quarters vote. That ties your hands.
Yeah.
I mean, the two-thirds vote.
Otherwise,
it has to be. If you go to a 50% plus,
then it can go
anywhere.
Then
you can go anywhere, as they did in the city of Anderson. So they're really putting their faith in the council. City council, that they're in fact going to follow through of the expressed voters' wishes, right, in the second initiative. But you guys have put it to the point where you don't have a choice. It goes right into there.
All right. Well, let's take it to the next step then. Before you can actually, I mean, it's going to go, it looks like, on the ballot.
Mm-hmm.
Just what are you going to do with the money exactly? When's that going to be provided to the voters?
Well, that's part of what I was talking about in the language that I think that this was poorly written. That's why I put and other criminal activity in here. And there's a couple other changes that we made. But basically what it's going to go for is for keeping four police officers we have now. The grant money that we have to hire them is running out next March, I believe it is. So that's going to keep them on duty. Then we can hire... I'd hopefully hire a couple of CSOs to start taking reports as though we
community
did before.
Community service officers.
Right. I'm sorry, yeah. And we were down 14 of those from the downturn. So we'll hire some of those back. And then some of the money is going to be used to send long-time prisoners that are housed in the jail, send them out of county so that the AB-109ers can be put in jail. Because right now we can't send the AB-109ers basically out, because once they're tried, if we can get them tried, then they have to go through their sentencing hearings and they have to be here for that. So we can't be hauling them back and forth out of county and back and forth. So that's what the money basically can be for. And then there'll also be other issues right at the moment. I forget what some of
them
are.
Okay, well, now, this is what bothers me. It's the other issues. You want $5 million from the taxpayers, mm-hmm. When in turn, the city just gave $1 million worth of pay raises to people. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, so you just took $1 million out of the budget.
Sir, if I could.
I know it was voted 3-2. You were not one of those.
Yes, sir.
But the city did it.
Yes.
And so now the city wants $5 million if this thing passes. And I frankly don't see exactly where it's going to go. Is it going to go for raises? Is it going to go
no.
for a. No. You can't tell me that, Gary, because you don't know that.
No, you're
unless
right.
Unless it's just, written.
I was just
going and to, I don't mean to be vehement about this, no. but this is where I got on to Missy about it, and I'll go to Rick Pacetti and all this. Unless you guys write this out specifically, this is where the money's going to go. How can you get support?
This is what I was talking about the other night, Monday night during this meeting. That we need to tighten up the language. That's why I mentioned having a meeting a day or two. In other words, we had it Monday night. It had to be in by 5 o'clock Friday night. To get on the ballot, so we could have had another special meeting today, this afternoon.
To further define the language.
And I probably should have pushed it, but I didn't. To tighten this up to where we know exactly where every penny is going to go, but I don't think the chief really wanted it to be that tight to where they'd have some leeway to be able to. But
the issue, you have to understand the mindset of the voters. Just playing the devil's advocate. There's absolutely nothing to stop the city council from taking $5 million out of the police department's budget from the general fund that's already there and backfilling it with this $5 million.
Well, the council can do anything they want to do.
That's exactly right.
Like you say, you need to have some conservative thinking people on the council that are going to do with the money that we first directed to do with it.
That brings you into the election, which is coming up, and you better be darn sure.
In two months.
You're electing these people and you're talking about it, you need to get involved, citizens of Reading. You need to be sure how these people stand on this, how they're going to spend this money if they get elected. And hold their feet to the fire. Well, become involved.
Starting September, we're going to have all the. In fact, we're going to have one of the city council candidates. Probably not fair to him since I didn't ask other people. But the rest of them are going to come out in September and October. And these are all questions that are going to be. What are you going to do with this if it wins? Now, the other question is I see this. Let's go to the phones. Rich, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Fine. You have a question for Mr. Cadd?
Yeah, kind of a question, kind of a little statement. You know, I'm looking at this at a different way. This is a countywide problem. I mean, actually, it's a statewide problem, but for us, it's a countywide problem. And I know that I would imagine probably 3/4 of all the sales tax in this county is paid in Reading itself. But so that means that 3/4 of the tax is paid here, but only half the citizens in the whole county are going to get a chance to vote on this tax. To me, that's taxation without representation. And I'd like to have your comments on that.
That's a good point, Rich.
Rich, the thing with it was the other night, I did make the comment because the city or the county CEO, Larry Lees, was in the audience as well as Supervisor Modi and Keel were in the audience. And my way of thinking, it should have been a county tax put on to cover the whole county, because even some of the people are being picked up in the city of Reading. Do they actually live in the city of Reading? If they're homeless, where are they squatting in the city or in the county? So there is a separation, and there is a point at which the county could have a responsibility for what's here.
Well, and the point that he's making, and it's a valid point. This is why we've always had this argument about tax exchange agreements. Everybody in Shasta County shops in Reading, and the sales tax then goes to the city of Reading. 50% of the people don't live in the city of Reading, but they do their shopping there. So the city of Reading gets to benefit from those people, and they're not having an opportunity to vote on whether they're going to pay this higher tax.
Mm-hmm.
And that is an issue. The other issue about countywide issue, darn straight is, you guys hire a bunch of new officers in the city of Reading. You got no place to lock them up. You don't have a district attorney staff to handle it. You don't have public defenders. You don't have a court system. You don't have the parole and the probation department staff. All you got is a bunch of arrested people.
And we're going to wait till after the break to answer that question, because This could be a long answer, and we've got people lined up also. This portion of the show is brought to you by Ford. You know, the funny thing is Gary walks in the other day and says, hey, let me come on the show. Sure, Gare. Said the spider. Four Winds Jewelry brings us this segment of the show, 2225 Hilltop Drive. And, you know, the right across from Sierra Gives, but let me tell you, Leonard has just a super assortment of estate jewelry. He, you know, he's got such great jewelry in there. This is where Linda shops. And Linda doesn't, and Trish. Trish and Linda shop there, so that kind of tells you the level he's at. But it's really reasonable prices. He buys and sells gold. He's got the only trained watch repairman in the whole area. All of us at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Give him a call, 222-2750. Trish Clark, Carl Bott, Gary Cadd here is our guest. We'll be right back after these messages.
Dandelion Gift and Apparel is a unique boutique in the very heart of downtown Reading. It's on Market Street, just down the block from Kobe's Steakhouse. When you step into Dandelion, you have your own personal shopper. At Dandelion, they deliver that personal touch just to help you find the right item. Dandelion is open 10 to 5:30 weekdays and 10 to 5 on Saturday. So head downtown for stylish clothing, gifts, and accessories you just won't find at the mall. Dandelion. Yeah, that's it. Dandelion.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall. On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m. right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, Professional Cleaning Services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. The summer is a good time to give your irrigation system a tune-up. Remove anything blocking the sprinkler heads and fix any broken ones. Look at the spray heads on your sprinklers while they're working. Adjust them to avoid overspray onto driveways and sidewalks. Excess water flowing into the gutter doesn't help your landscape, and it can pollute our creeks and rivers. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark, my Thursday lady.
Yeah, I love Thursday.
Hey, welcome back. It is 7:34 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And this portion of the show, of course, is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. Largest selection of natural foods and supplements in Northern California, in-store deli, four nutritionists on the staff. You walk into the place, you get healthier. Just, you know, your cholesterol drops, blood pressure drops, just walking into Orchard Nutrition. At least that's my experience. All located in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Give them a call at 244-9141. Orchard Nutrition is your center for a healthy lifestyle. Okay, Gary Cadd, candidate for city council. Or not, I'm sorry, city council member, not running. Not running. I just have some.
Not on the chopping block this time. Not
this time. So now let's go to the phones. Angel, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Carl. Good morning, Chris.
Thank you for waiting.
Good morning, Angel.
And again, thank you for serving on the city council because it is challenging and sometimes a thankless job. But I'm a little perplexed in that there's a willingness to raise the tax in Reading, but yet not support the Turtle Bay Sheraton Hotel. And I saw you at the debate on Monday, and I'm just curious if there's some common ground or something in that sale that you could grab onto and support, given the state of the economy and the crime in Reading. This is a gift to the community. $600,000 right away to the city, and future, you know, projected TOT taxes is $700,000, and it seems like that's a no-brainer to me. And I wanted to get your opinion to find out if you've moved at all on the issue, and if that's something that you consider now that we're kind of in this state. I don't really understand what your objections were, but hopefully you'll enlighten us.
Well, and Angel, there are several different things. First of all, the $600,000 is not an amount to be that the city would receive. The city has already spent $80,000 of city money that they would recoup out of that $600,000. So it would actually be, what, $520,000 that the city would get, plus the fact that there was other monies coming in. So the actual $600,000 to the city, it isn't a true figure. That's number one. Number two, McConnell would not allow any deed restrictions whatsoever at all. And the lease can be changed at any time. Once the city is no longer having any interest in that lease at all.
But the lease is Turtle Bay's lease. It's not McConnell's lease.
Well, it'll be between McConnell and Turtle Bay.
But it's Turtle Bay's lease.
It doesn't make any difference.
It does. Yes, it does.
No.
Yes, it does.
Now, don't interrupt me, Carl. Please. Would you please? I know we're good friends, but please not interrupt. The lease will be between the McConnell Foundation and the Turtle Bay. They can change the lease at any time they want to. They can leave it alone. They can change anything they want to. Or they can do away with the lease at any time after the sale because the city will no longer be involved. And there's no deed restrictions whatsoever at all on that the lease would have to stay or the 88 years or anything else. So that property will become fair market value property once the city of Reading is removed from the lease.
The city of and this is what I was going to say, and you don't listen sometimes, as good of friends as we are, you don't listen, is that Turtle Bay has the lease. It's not McConnell. And you're kind of going on with what everything I heard the other night is that – oh, McConnell. McConnell's building the hotel. McConnell's not building anything. It's Turtle Bay. Turtle Bay owns the lease, Gary. Would you admit that?
Well,
would you admit that Turtle Bay
owns? No, they do
they
not.
They don't.
The Turtle Bay is involved in a lease between two individuals. They do not own a lease. It's an agreement between two individuals. Two entities, if you will.
Can I step in here, Carlson? Sure.
Speak up. Oh, I'm sorry. Speak up.
One of the things that I wanted to ask Gary is if you'll just open your mind. Number one, I am in real estate, so I do know that the lease is in effect. In the contract between the city and McConnell, the lease has to be into effect. Whether or not the information that's getting out there saying that McConnell will do this or McConnell will do that, the bottom line is that Turtle Bay has the lease. It is their lease, and there's nothing that can be changed in it. The deed restrictions actually are on the property, and that's one of the things that I think get left out of these conversations, in that the lease is one thing, but the deed restrictions are another. And that devalues the property because those deed restrictions don't go away whether any developer buys it. And I guess my thought to you is that if the Turtle Bay folks sat down with you and said, look, here's the real truth. Here is the contract. This has nothing to do with McConnell. This has to do with Turtle Bay. They have a fiduciary responsibility to those folks that they represent, and they are not a part of Turtle Bay. They're two, or McConnell. They're two separate entities. McConnell has their own folks, and Turtle Bay has their own folks. But the bottom line is what the hotel will represent to the city and how much money year after year will be, the city will benefit by. And I just hope that you keep an open mind, Gary, because I know you work hard and I know you do try to find the facts. So I'll take my answer off the air.
I want to throw in one thing. I think the part that I'm just picking up listening to you is that if anything were to change in that lease, it would take agreement by both sides.
Yes.
So Turtle Bay would have to agree to it. They're not prohibited from doing that, but
and
they
the
would.
That's the point I was trying to make.
But I think that's the part you're missing. You're saying that McConnell could do it by themselves. They couldn't. They can't do anything. Turtle Bay would have to agree to that. Nothing prohibiting them.
That's the point I was trying to make was not.
And to Gary's point, though, there's nothing to prohibit Turtle Bay from agreeing to change it.
Right.
So it could happen.
The two of them
exactly.
Could agree to make a change at any time. That's what I was saying.
It would take both sides.
Of course. One can't change without, just like right now with the city. The city can't go in and say, we're going to make this change unless Turtle Bay agrees to it. Well, McConnell and Turtle Bay. But if they agree to it, and it would be in their best interest if they did, if they're going to build something over there to have it to be a fair market value. And you can look at the appraisals.
The appraisals, fair market value for the three appraisals that were, you know, from the city, everybody, I think the highest one was $475.
The highest one was $7.4 million.
No, it was with the lease on it, and the lease is on it, $475,000, Gary.
No, Carl.
Is that
lease,
right?
No. Now, if you'll wait a second,
okay.
The city's appraisal, considering the lease, was $443,000. Without the lease, it was $2.4 million. McConnell's appraisal was $75,000 considering the lease, and $7.4 million not considering the lease. And then the Duff and Phelps, which is the both of them together, that one was $175,000 considering the lease, and it was $4.3 million. But so there was a spread of $2.4 to $7.4 million on the upper end.
Well, let me ask this other question here, and then this could go on forever because we have other things to talk about.
Okay,
let's just say $2.4 million. Think the one in the middle, right? Because there's one low, one high, one in the middle.
Well, the one in the middle is 4.3.
Okay, 4.3. Even if you could, you know, even if you're going to sell, but see, and people keep forgetting there's a lease on this, and you can't sell the land if there's a lease on. I mean, really? I mean, can you, if I was buying your property and there's a lease on it, I have to take in effect that lease, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Why don't the people realize that, or why don't you realize is that you have to sell the property with that lease on it? You can't sell it and pretend it's not there.
That you could
by saying, oh, they could change this. You could say they could change this. I could get hit by lightning. But right?
There's a heck of a lot of difference of changing this particular lease between these two entities and getting struck by lightning.
Okay, move to another subject.
Okay, wait a second. The last thing here is this. If it doesn't pass, Gary, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say that the naysayers win this thing. I don't think they will, but let's just say they do. What happens then? That is $700,000, and let's say, $500,000 a year coming to this city. First of all, the building of it. Then you've got taxes, and you've got people's wages and all this stuff, 40 people working, and then you've got the other area down there they want to develop. All that's going to happen if the sale goes through. If it doesn't go through, what's your plan?
How are you going to support Turtle Bay?
How are you going to support? You know, we don't want them to get public money. And so now
so
we don't want
have
them to,
the public money.
Well,
to give
we,
them.
But we don't want them. We want them to stand up. Then now we don't want them.
How
to
are
get,
they going to
now we
themselves?
Don't want to get private money. So what's your plan, Gary, and the other people's plans to get this to replace this $500,000 to $700,000 a year and the other things that are going on there? What's your plan?
Well, the plant, Turtle Bay, is not going to go away. Something else will come up.
What? Tell me what.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it'd be nice to get the private sector involved in this.
Excuse me. Well, I thought we were. I thought that's what McConnell was doing.
Well, I wouldn't quite consider it McConnell being the private
well,
sector.
Well, I mean, they offered to buy it. This is the question I ask everybody. If somebody just tells me, okay, here's the backup plan.
I don't know what the backup plan would be.
Okay.
I'm protecting the city of Reading, selling prime property next to the river. So that's it.
Let's move to another subject.
This is one subject you and I don't agree on.
Yeah, you guys need to agree to disagree and take a break.
Okay, it is time to take a break, and we'll come back with something else. So this portion of the show is brought to you by, how about Saturday, August the 9th. From 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., we have a back-to-school resource expo at Mount Shasta Mall. I tell you what, for taking the kids down there, what a great day. They're going to have a fashion show. They've got everything there, including class, exhibitions and vendors, and everybody there talking about sports, drama, robotics, martial arts, voice, dance, art, gymnastics, tutoring. I wish, I had tutoring when I was a kid. Then there's going to be a live show. Linda's going to have a live broadcast down there at noontime on Saturday. And then the fashion show at 1 p.m. at Macy's Court. All this August 9th started at 10 a.m. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, and Gary Cadd.
Where would you say a lucky Irishman like myself could get a nice cold one? Maybe you'll find me a lucky lady.
Oh, not to worry, young lad. I myself is from the lucky land of Ireland. Come with me. There's only one place in Reading where the Irish tradition lives on.
The party is always on downtown at Shameless O'Leary's. Shameless invites you down every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday for 3 for $3. 3 drink specials for $3. Like $3 20-ounce Coors Lights. And you call it on all Smirnoff drinks.
Oh, Danny boy, I reckon that's a hat trick.
Over 100 whiskeys behind the bar and Jameson on tap. $3 drinks every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night downtown.
Oh, Danny boy, the people love the food down here.
The corned beef Reuben, the shepherd's pie, and the black and tan onion rings. And don't forget about Shameless every Sunday morning for brunch with a build-your-own omelet bar. Come party downtown at Shameless O'Leary's, where it's always a good time.
You'll come for the food, but you'll stay for the cheer.
Experience Lake Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food, supplies, or a little marine repair? Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
Hey, this is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing, and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Thanks to everybody who helped out with the junior livestock sale. Meantime, back at the salt mine, we're filling propane bottles, one right after another. That keeps Gary hopping. Robin in Corning is very busy with all the farmers and ranchers, so stop in and say hi. She loves our customers. In Weaverville, stop and see Diana. She is selling a lot of red and clear diesel and can fill your motorhomes and barbecue bottles. In Reading, we got another truckload of ethanol-free 93 and race car fuel. If you're one of us that's been blessed with new diesel trucks or pickups that take DEF urea fluid, give us a call. We have small jugs and big totes, and can save you money. Johnny's back from cattle college, so if you're thinking of upgrading your heater, now's the time. Give him a call and talk about the new or used heater. Northern Lights Energy, small business, family owned. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you our friends from Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Don't replace that windshield until you explore all your options, from a little bitty chip to cracks over 2 feet in length. He guarantees his work. Jeff Wurst does, a veteran, and he's been doing this for 20-plus years. He is working with a new solution now that's going to prevent this from chips going into your windshield.
And cut out UV rays.
And cut out UV rays. That's right. All of this is from Crackmaster Windshield Repair at 3208 South Market Street. Give them a call, 241-8373. Okay, Gary Cadd's our guest. Okay, let's move on to something else then. Since during the break, Gary said, I saw the light. You're right.
Let's move on to something else.
But you have to keep in mind that Carl and I are good friends, even though I don't get invited to his Christmas party.
And there's a reason.
But
you threw up in the fountain the last time.
No, I didn't. Sometimes there's issues where good friends can be on opposite side of an issue.
And I agree. And we can have words with each other. Like the other night, Tom Corrado. Red Smith got a show on our station. I love having their Jefferson State of Mind on here. Tom Corrado, who is the other side. Tom and I have lunch together. We've got a lot of things in common. We can be on both sides, and this is the way I'd really like to see the world work in politics, is we can be vehement on other sides and bang heads figuratively, but when it's over, sit down and have a beer and talk about it, and say, you know what, okay, so because something came up during our, and I'm not going to mention, but came up during the break that was significant on this.
You mean Monday night?
No, about our break right here.
Oh, yeah.
And something that was said. Anyway.
Oh, but now you're putting the ooh out
well,
there.
Something, well, no, I mean, it's not going to happen, but it was significant. Anyway, let's go on to something else. The new water rationing.
Oh. Because the one size fits all for California, you mean?
Well, the one that
the
one you all just voted on and said that we're going to, you can only water, what, 3 times a week?
It's 3 times a week. You can water twice in one day. So say, for instance, that you could water from 6 to 9 o'clock in the morning, and then you could water from 6 to 9 o'clock in the evening. So let's say on Tuesday you water twice. You water for Monday and you water for Wednesday.
Even number is Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday.
And Monday, Wednesday,
Friday, Sunday.
Yeah.
But you can't. Nobody waters on Monday.
Yeah.
So what happens if somebody waters on Monday?
Well, I'm not totally understanding. It's from talking to Mr. Crane in a short conversation we had. Citizens can go along and say, well, there's water on Gary Cadd's sidewalk, and so he's watering the sidewalk, so we have to fine him. So I'm not exactly sure just whether it's just going to be citizens, cops, or...
And we can't pick up the criminals. Who's going to cite people for watering?
Right.
Well, here's the other thing, too, is... I cut my watering back to 10 minutes a day. Mm-hmm. And once a day, 10 minutes a day. Well, I used to be watering 15 minutes a day, twice a day. But so my backyard's gone. I'm losing shrubs and all that. I come out sometimes and I save the shrubs. But out front, I've got, I water the little strip of grass out there, which isn't even grass, as I found out. I've got this clover. That's why it's still green. I have no idea what this stuff is, but it's not grass, but it's just. Anyway, but the water hits the sidewalk because you can't control sprinklers. Now, does that – oh, my gosh, he's watering the sidewalk, which it isn't. Most of it is hitting the grass. Is this a bad – is somebody going to come in and give me a citation?
Well, let's put it this way. We have a bit of an island out in front of our house that's probably at the widest is probably 10 feet wide at one end and probably 2 feet wide at the other end, probably about 30 feet long. To water that, you get water on the sidewalk. So Linda and I decided it's going to die.
Okay.
Either that or we're going to put a soaker hose on it.
Even with the soaker hose, you're going to get water out.
Yeah. I agree. One of your biggest fans, Doug Craig, is writes on the global warming. I love Doug. Anyway, He has killed his whole yard. Mm-hmm. He has killed. I mean, he has stopped watering totally.
Well, they never. And
he says it's a badge of honor. Well, if that's the case, Doug, I want my medal.
And then an interesting thing was mentioned at the meeting the other night that the Bureau of Reclamation is letting 9,000 cubic feet per second out of Keswick Dam.
Yeah, what's going on?
I was just saying, have you looked at Sacramento River lately?
What's going on?
Well, there was an individual that came forward that made the distinction between 9,000 CFS going down the river, and then it's 18,000 acre feet a day going down the river. That's what that 9,000 computes out to, 18,000 acre feet. Well, if you take the amount of water the city uses in a year is 28,000 acre feet. So every second that water goes down the stream, we could take 30 CFS. Figuring 9,000 goes down, we could take 30, and that would be our allotment that we would use for the year out of the river. So when I mentioned one size fits all, the state had put some regulation together, especially for L.A. Met and those areas down there. But we have to live by one size fits all, and it certainly is going to harm us up here for what they're putting into effect.
If you look at the river right now, I live a block away from the river, so I cross it 15 times a day, and to watch that river as it is right now. I'd be afraid to get in a boat and get on the river because it is absolutely at full force all the way down.
And at the same time,
we can't water our lawn.
And Shasta Lake is talking about giving people $1,000 fines out there.
Well, you can't hardly get a boat into Shasta Lake because there's no water.
Oh, you know what? I was talking to somebody yesterday, and they said they don't fish Shasta Lake anymore, and they can't get into Whiskey Town because there's so many people.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's because it's full of
water.
Everybody's
going to Whiskey Town because Shasta Lake.
Okay, let's move on from there. Do you bring something that specifically you wanted to talk about, Gary? You just wanted to just kind of like hit all these things?
You just wanted us to yell at you.
Yeah.
You wanted to come in.
You just came in to get your morning meeting, huh?
Yeah, you just wanted to come in and get abused by the people that voted you in. You know, Gary, I don't agree with you every time or in some things. I think that the editorial and was right, is that this was the way it's supposed to work. And when it came down to voting, you know, on whether that initiative should go on or not about raising taxes.
I mean, some give and take.
Exactly. Just what we're talking about right here, that you have to be able to have give and take, that people have both sides. Okay, look, I need this written in there. If you want this to pass, because I just can't support it unless something's in there like this. Okay, let's put that in there then. And you go back and forth, but yet you come together with something, at least it could be a solution that everybody agrees on. Mm-hmm. And whether it passes or not is up to the citizens. And I applaud Jones, who said vehemently how he wasn't going to vote for this, but he did because he saw at the end it could be, it's for the people.
Well, I want to say one thing about Gary and Patrick Jones, actually, because, I mean, they get a lot of heat in the paper. A lot of people disagree with their opinions. But I will tell you, I know from that past experience they're doing a good job because they're the ones people are talking about. They're involved. They're trying to make a change. They get their name in the paper. They're out among finding out what the people want. They have stances. They have beliefs, and they put them into action in their seats. I think that's the kind of people we should elect. We're not always going to agree with them, but at least they're doing something.
Well, Carl, and Trish, is like this. People said for 2 weeks, Gary Cadd was strangely silent. I was strangely silent because I was in my mind figuring out what it is that I thought would be best for the people. I'm not in favor of raising taxes. So that was a hump for me to start with, okay? But then the other side of that was my DNA says that an issue comes up and let the people vote on it, you have to do that. So that was the reason why I went through that being quiet, because I was in my mind trying to figure out how I would do it and how that would go on.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot, Gary, for stopping by today and getting abused. And
we're all still smiling.
Somebody asked me about Patrick or Gary, but maybe Patrick. I said, you know what? You can say a lot of things about Patrick, but you always know how he's going to vote. Well, you always know a stance.
They take a stand and they have and belief.
And he does. And whether you agree with it or not, whether I agree with it or not, that's not it. And that's kind of what we need to have on there when we elect I'm not saying elect Jones or anybody else, but you want to know how they're going to vote, that they're going to be strong and take a position and move forward with it.
Well,
well, I know you would.
I think that you have to that's the kind of politicians we want, that if they say they're going to do something and you vote them in, then they're going to do it.
And speaking of that, we have a city council candidate going to be joining us right after the news here. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, we'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Hawaii is about to get its first direct hurricane strike in more than 20 years. In fact, Central Pacific Hurricane Center forecaster Vladimir Ryosko says that Azelle has the potential to be one of the strongest hurricanes to hit Hawaii in quite some time.
This may very well be the strongest tropical cyclone to hit the main Hawaiian islands in the last 50 years.
Meanwhile, Mike Canton with the Central Pacific Hurricane Center says Hurricane Azelle poses a significant weather threat when it comes to shore tonight.
Heavy rainfall in excess of 5 to 8 inches, maybe up to a foot in some locations on the windward sides of the islands. Winds as high as 75 miles an hour, gusting to maybe close to 90 miles an hour.
And still to come, Hurricane Julio in a couple of days. Fire officials in Oregon say a wildfire is burning dangerously close to two communities, about 75 miles east of Portland. Also at SRNnews.com, President Obama's views on executive authority have shifted since he entered the White House.
In a 2008 presidential debate, candidate Obama sharply criticized the use of executive power.
The biggest problems that we're facing right now have to do with George Bush trying to bring more and more power into the executive branch and not go through Congress at all.
But now in his second term, the president has exerted that power and plans to do more.
I promise you, the American people don't want me just standing around twiddling my thumbs and waiting for Congress to get something done.
That report from SRN's Greg Klugs in the scourge of Ebola in Africa, gripping nations like Sierra Leone, and in some countries, the doctors walking off the job.
Ebola has killed more than 930 people in West Africa this year. In parts of the east of Sierra Leone, the police and army have set up checkpoints to stop people travelling from their homes. In Liberia, a state of emergency has been declared, and many sick people are going untreated after doctors deserted their posts.
As a BBC is Will Ross, and this is SRN News.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicki said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
We called them, they contacted all of our creditors, they stopped the collections calls, they got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
In a world where God, free will, and love were outlawed, one person would learn the truth. Secrets would be revealed.
The way things look and the way things are very different.
To save his world and the child who held the future, he had to risk his life.
You can stop this. You can change things.
To restore what had been lost. Based on the worldwide best-selling book, Meryl Streep, Jeff Bridges, The Giver. Rated PG-13. Parents strongly cautioned. In theaters August 15th. More information at Walden.com.
New gluten-free regulations now take effect, as Wally Hines reports.
Helpful news for the estimated 3 million Americans with celiac disease. Under the new regulations, any product claiming to be gluten-free must have less than 20 parts per million of gluten. That's a naturally occurring protein found chiefly in wheat, rye, and barley. People with celiac disease have an intolerance to gluten that in some cases can be life-threatening. The FDA warns the new regulations affect newly manufactured products. Some products with the old labeling may remain on store shelves for some time.
That's SRN's Wally Hines reporting. NASA and the U.S. Navy have been testing the new generation of spacecraft in the Pacific. The Orion spacecraft designed to take humans all the way to the moon, asteroids, and eventually to Mars. The test took place from August 1st through the 4th off the coast of Baja, California. Orion will splash down there after a 3,600-mile flight December 4th. This is SRN News. Australia's Prime Minister says those responsible for the shooting down of that Malaysian airliner over Ukraine will face judgment. As his nation marked a day of mourning today for the 38 Australians who were killed on board. For now, though, he says it's time for reaching out to those who lost loved ones.
When those we love are snatched away, nothing can ease the pain. Somehow, we who have not been bereaved must reach out to those who have and show by our love that love has not abandoned them.
The commemoration took place today in Melbourne, the capital of Victoria State. News that Russian hackers stole 1.2 billion usernames and password combinations makes now a good time to review your accounts. But there is some good news from a company that's monitoring, and it says most of those usernames were for social networking sites, not banking. From Washington, I'm Bob.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Okay.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 14. Did you get that on there?
If I wait an instant too long, I
chew
your ass. Off your first word.
Right.
At least it wasn't anything bad. Good morning.
No. Hey, good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 14.6. We got a lot of things going on here. Of course, I'm here with Trish Clark. It's Thursdays.
Good morning.
And good morning, Trish. I always love having you here. And, of course, Linda's got On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. But let's start off with our friends from Wells Fargo Advisors, Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Kathy, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Markets are mixed at this time. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 27 points at 16,416. The S&P 500 is up fractionally at 1,920. And the NASDAQ is up fractionally at 43.55. Active stocks today include Bank of America up 3 cents at $15.23. And 21st Century Fox up $2.04 at $34.37. Stocks of local interest, Bank of Commerce is unchanged at $6.23, and North Valley Bank is up a penny at $20.60. In the bond market, we find higher prices, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield to 2.45%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is down 3 cents at $96.89. Gold is up 30 cents at $1,308.50, and silver is up 2 cents at $20 even. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, thanks a lot, Kathy. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:06, 8:06, and 9:06 in the morning. And they talk about financial freedom, financial security. And wouldn't you rather do your business with experts that are right here that you run into at the store? Or, you know, at Big League Dreams or at the Colt 45s game. These are people, your neighbors, and they care about you. They care about you being a successful investor and having financial security. Give them a call at 243-7561. Wait a minute. 243-7561. Or head on down to Park Mita Drive, right where their offices are. This is Wells Fargo Advisors.
It's 75 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 98. Mostly clear with a low around 69 this evening. Friday, we're looking for 97 and 96 through the weekend. Hot and warm all through the weekend. And the weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. They're locally owned and operated. They give senior and veterans discounts. And you can reach them at 365-3793.
Thank you, Bad Bob. Because this has been making me crazy for a week, and I haven't said anything because I forget, and then when I'm in it, it's too late.
I'll have to find a different spot on that wall. For whatever bizarre technical, etheric reason, the clock won't reset itself. It's one of those atomic
We have
clocks.
Atomic clock that we do to use in our setting
of our computers
and all that.
And it has to pick up the radio signal. And when it's on one wall, it won't work, and when it's on the other wall,
it covers
it
up everything I'm supposed to say. Because you would think after 5 years I would know it, but I don't.
I'll try to find a better spot.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Linda's got On the Spot with Linda Bott. tonight. And, you know, let's talk about a couple of things. First of all, Colt 45's season is going to end Sunday, and I have a bunch of tickets to give away. So if you want a ticket or you want to take your family to the game, these tickets are good for any of the games. So you can do tonight, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. So give me a call, 605-4567. I'll give away a family pack. If you just want to, that's also fine. I'm going tonight and to go see the game. Well, Linda's got her show, and I'm going to go see the baseball game.
Good for you.
And you know what? It's great. It's a great...
Great American pastime.
It's a great American pastime. My
Absolutely.
Gosh,
take me out to the ball game.
And they're going to be pouring a new wine out there.
Oh.
We'll talk about that in a little bit. Anyway, this portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Crown Motors. You know, you talk about, again, neighbors, giving great deals for neighbors. They are your local Ford, Dodge, Dodge Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, and Honda dealership. And they have anything that you could possibly want that's car, truck, or SUV, new or previously owned. And they're right here in town. Why go any other place to buy a great car or truck than right here in town? Let your tax dollars stay here. More police. You go out of town, what are you going to save? You know, or if anything, you're going to save a few dollars. And if you, you know, in reality, it's better to keep them here in town. And Reading Crown Motors is going to give you a great deal. And their service department is outstanding. 223-2177. But why go any further than 555 Cypress Avenue? Okay, Trish.
Yes.
Gary and I disagree about this. And I'm getting a primer from people. And the bottom line I see on this, and this let this try and be the last comments we have on this today, or we go on forever, is that there seems to be a visceral distrust of McConnell Foundation. And since I've been here, and for 7 years, and this is where Linda and I come from, and this is where a lot of people come from, they look at McConnell Foundation. Oh, gee, McConnell Foundation puts on the fireworks. I see him giving away millions of dollars a year in scholarships and money to to 501s, nonprofits. I see them doing a lot of good things in our area. I have not seen things that people seem to this plot to take this land on a nefarious type of deal, and then Turtle Bay and the guys from Turtle Bay, Randall Hempling, Arch Pugh, Rick Hill, those guys that I know. I mean, Dahl, all these, and I'm looking, former Marines, these are guys, stand-up guys. And I see this, and I can't picture this nefarious deal that people seem to think is going to happen.
And you're trying to draw me into this conversation and get me to give that nefarious deal side of it?
No, but, somebody used the word crocodile, and I just jumped up like a little, jack-in-the-box. Don't use you're using the word crooked. Stand up and show me where you mean by crooked. You know, because I'm not going to be associated with anything crooked. And I don't expect the people I know that would do things crooked. You know, so this is the part I have a problem with. I can separate Turtle Bay and McConnell Foundation.
And there's a lot of people in the community who can't. And there's a lot of history. I appreciate your opinion. I have a long history with both sides of this issue and have said many times that I can argue both sides of it in a heartbeat. I mean, I can take up and say we absolutely have to build that hotel and support Turtle Bay, or I can go the other way and tell you that the museums that we had before we had Turtle Bay, what happened to all the nice stuff that was in all of those museums?
And that's a good
Where
point.
Is all that stuff? And how come we now have kiosks instead of the actual artifacts? I mean, there's a lot of people in the community who have gotten some really bad... McConnell used to do things like fund fire engines and take care of the meat and potatoes kind of things within our communities. They funded all the new fire engines for all the volunteer fire departments for years. They did all kinds of things in our community that the people that have been here a long time. All of a sudden, they're doing more touchy-feely kind of stuff. They're not doing the meat and potatoes stuff. It's all kinds of that stuff out of there. Quite frankly, for me, I've made the determination to take them for what they are right now. I concur with you. There's people on those boards on both sides that I have a lot of confidence in. I have a lot of faith in. So I'm going to move forward because I think that's what we need to do. But I understand the sense of mistrust within the community about certain individuals that are involved in McConnell and in Turtle Bay. I think the community has to make a decision for themselves. Do we bury ourselves in what used to be? Do we keep all of these vendettas, some of them valid, or do we move forward with supporting what is there? And Turtle Bay is there, and a lot of money has been spent on it. Yeah. A lot of money has been spent on that bridge. Granted, it was McConnell's money, the bulk of it. But the city's spending a lot of money maintaining it every year. I mean, I can go both sides of this
I think at
some point we have to accept what is. It is there. Turtle Bay is there. It needs to have a way to support itself. It can't. We don't want public money supporting it, so it has to have a source of income. So why not the hotel, and why not what they want to do? It is what it is.
Right. Okay.
Move on.
Let's move on from that. We're going to take a quick break. Bob's on the phone giving away tickets too. You know what? This is the greatest thing when I can get Bob going.
I love live radio.
I can get Bob going three directions.
Bob is a multitasker, and most men can't do that. Most men can't walk and chew gum at the same time, but Bob can.
Thank you very much. I resemble that remark. Hey, everybody, this is Carl Bott and Trish Clark, and we promise not to talk about Turtle Bay in the for at least another 45 minutes as we go on to something else. Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. She's going to be giving away a lot of great things also tonight, and a lot of things that she's going to be talking about. We've given away, four tickets to the Colt 45s. Okay, six tickets, actually, and I've got some more. So if you're thinking, hey, yeah, I'd like to go there sometime between now and Sunday to a game, these are free admission into the Colt 45 games. Give us a call at 605-4567. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your barefoot plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. With an abundance of lakes, rivers, streams, and creeks, we sometimes forget that we are still in a severe drought. Public and private water districts are now asking for voluntary reduction in water usage, with some districts even charging their customers extremely high prices for using more water than they have historically used over the past few years. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at wallnerplumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
It's the Back to School Resource Expo at the Mount Shasta Mall, August 9th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Featuring programs for children, including sports, drama, robotics, martial arts, voice, dance, art, gymnastics, tutoring, and 4-H, fashion tips, makeup options, hair braiding bar, nutrition, health, and exercise programs, so much more. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me as we broadcast live from Center Court at 12 o'clock noon on August 9th. We'll have fun giveaways from Sephora, Zoe's Travel, Turtle Bay Family Passes, and an appearance by CHP's Chipper, and the best back-to-school tips. Then head on over to the back-to-school fashion show at 1 o'clock in front of Macy's. It's the Back-to-School Resource Expo, August 9th at the Mount Shasta Mall from 10 to 6 p.m. See you there.
Mary's great-grandsons, Vincent and Luigi here, telling everyone about Mary's Pizza Shack's 55th anniversary Sonoma Getaway Giveaway.
What's the getaway?
Visit Mary's before August 25th and enter to win one of our weekly prize packs.
With the $55 gift certificate.
Or the grand prize of a weekend for four in Sonoma at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn.
What was it like back in the day?
Mary made her homemade pizzas, pastas, and salads with her secret family recipes.
So good.
Mary was one of the nicest people you ever met. Sounds like Nani. What about the meatballs? Were they as big as my head? Luigi, nobody can see how big your head is on the radio.
Oh!
Stop by your favorite shack to enter Mary's 55th anniversary Sonoma Getaway Giveaway. And thank you to all of our customers over the years.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
No purchase necessary to win. For complete rules and alternate form of entry, visit MarysPizzaShack.com.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange has always believed that peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store with locations in Reading, Chico, Corning, and we're happy to announce the reopening of our store in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palisadro. To celebrate this, we're giving away a free personal stainless steel water filter bottle, a $32 value, with the purchase of a 200-serving emergency food bucket while supplies last. These are a convenient and versatile food storage product. Just add hot water for quick meals at home or grab and go if you have to evacuate. And don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And once again, in Palisadro at the Holiday Market Center. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark, my favorite Thursday lady.
Yes, good morning.
From 7 to 9.
May I send out an appeal, please?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, all the tickets are gone. Please, you may hold your calls.
I even gave up my tickets.
You got so carried away, Carl has to buy his own tickets tonight.
I have to go. I've got to buy my own tickets tonight. So, hey, thanks a lot for calling, and thanks a lot for supporting the Colt 45s, and thanks a lot for listening.
All of you people that got those tickets, you have to use them.
You just have to use them. That's all I'm asking is that you go out there and use them, and I'm sure that's what you have out there for. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Our friend John Bastiani down there runs a great shop located at 2539 Larkspur and is our firearms dealer of choice when it comes to selecting the new long gun or pistol. You know what? John works on these guns himself along with his other really well-trained gunsmiths there. But he just, he can tune your pistol or your rifle so that it is just absolutely fabulous when you shoot. Prides himself on customer service and always having ammo and guns. He's got a lot of guns in there right now on sale. Head on down to 2539 Larkspur or give him a call at 222-8222. Bastiani Arms. Okay, let's go to the phones. Henry, good morning.
Good morning, Carl and Trish. How are you this morning?
We're peachy, Henry.
Carl, I just heard you make some comments about what a great outfit McConnell was.
I said, you
need to do some research on that.
Okay.
There are a number of things that I would talk to you personally about, including influence over council and influence over some of the various people within the city. You really ought to look into that before you make that comment. They are not so squeaky clean as you might think.
Well, here's what I said, Henry, and I will stand by this one. Maybe you're right, but since I've been here in the last 7 years, I've heard people talking about personalities of people. That, at both Turtle Bay and at the McConnell.
I'm not talking about Turtle Bay.
Well, but no, but I've heard about Turtle Bay too, because the people are tying in, certain things. But McConnell Foundation, what I've heard, and Trisha's standing here right with me here, or standing here, and she's educating me too. I'm just saying, since I've been here, that I have not seen anything hit the papers, or I haven't seen anything that smacked of like a nefarious deal since I've been here. Now, I'm not saying that there wasn't.
You won't.
Well, you won't read about it in the paper, Carl. I'll just tell you that.
But guess what? People tell me a lot of things, too. I mean, I hear things about this.
You ought to do a little more research on that.
Okay. All right, Henry. I can do that. Henry, let me ask you a question. If you do a business deal, you're going to do the business deal so it's good for you, right?
Well, within reason.
Within reason, right.
I would stick to my commitments.
Yeah, but okay. And so I guess when I hear people saying, and I'm not saying it's McConnell Foundation, but it could be any business, say that, they really took advantage of this deal and they got the most for themselves. Well, I understand that in business. Now, as long as it's not illegal or that it smacks of collusion or anything like that. I mean, I understand that. The deal is that when I want to give the best cost to my customers, I want to give the best, do the best I can for my employees, those kind of things.
Well, Carl, if you keep talking about this, you're going to get me to take the other side again.
Okay. Okay.
Thanks, Henry.
Henry, you're right in that nobody's squeaky clean. You're absolutely right. I'm just saying from what I've seen.
You might want to research that. Sir.
Okay, I'll
okay,
do that.
All right.
Okay, let's go to Charles, my Russian speaking friend, Dostoevsky.
Good morning.
Well, what you're supposed to say? Good morning in Russian, Charles.
I have to look that up.
Okay. Do you know any Russian words? Vodka. Vodka.
Well,
okay.
Right now, I'm still having my coffee.
Okay. All right, Charles, what you got?
We're still, you know, we brought the Turtle Bay subject back out of the coffin, so.
Yeah, we weren't going to talk about it for 45 minutes.
No, I wasn't going to talk. We need to talk about other things, but do you have.
Yeah, well.
You have last
there's
thoughts.
There's this little thing called California Labor Code, Section 1720.
Page
paragraph
4.
B, subparagraph 4, and four. This little appellate court case called Hensel Phelps versus San Diego.
Okay, tell them real quick what that is, Charles. You brought it up the other night at the meeting and just astounded.
1720, paragraph B, subparagraph 4, it defines for the purpose of prevailing wage law what may constitute a subsidy, and if a property value that is depressed because of a particular lease does fall within the purview or the scope, excuse me, of subparagraph 4, and the Hensel Phelps case from 2011.
Essentially, is what you're
a matter of a hotel deal,
yeah,
and a lease.
Well, the bottom line on this, when you explained it the other night, was that the lease was considered unfair and too low. And so when they bought the property, they said, wait a minute, you are subsidizing that, so the prevailing wage had to be paid. Now, what Turtle Bay is saying is that, well, gosh, you know, when we got signed the lease, and it wasn't even for a dollar, it was said you had to invest at least $5 million into the property, and they've invested like 10 times that amount. So would that take the place of that? Because then you've got $50 million invested in the property as opposed to nothing.
Well, I'd have to go back and look at what was said at city. City council, but
I don't know.
I mean, if a lease that depresses the property value,
but that
you know, the sale price yeah. That depresses the sale price of the property under that under the aforementioned code section,
uh-huh.
It would constitute a subsidy, and the Hensel Phelps case involves a hotel, the sale of hotel property,
right?
For the construction of a hotel on a particular property, and it involves a leasehold.
Okay, all right.
Now, before I go, I want to say that if Reading was a charter city, or if we were already the state of Jefferson, this whole prevailing wage argument would be entirely moot.
There you go.
Okay, hey, Charles.
Good point, Charles.
We're the state of California still.
Thanks a lot,
therein
Charles.
Therein lies the rub.
There you go. Thanks very much.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so now we've kicked that around and we've just beat
it's
it to
time,
death.
Okay, it's time to go on.
And it's time to move on
that
to something else.
That horse is not moving anymore.
But just, you know, look, we can take an early break.
Let's take an early break.
And then we're going to come back and we want to talk about Israel.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about Israel. Okay.
For the thousands
This portion of the show, then, is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Our buddies down there serving the North State for over 20 years, Martin and his people. The outstanding service to any make or model of both heating systems and cooling systems, but especially cooling systems right now. Warranties and guarantees are available. If it's an emergency, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day service. Alliance Heating and Air, give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. They have worked on Bob's house. They've worked on my house. They are just outstanding. Alliance Heating and Air.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
Said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Fashion can be so expensive. Why not be smart and frugal with the Frugal Dame? Proms, weddings, special occasions, and Western wear. Frugal Dame, where fiscally responsible people go. Cut down on the drama and stress of outrageous costs when it comes to your special event. Call the Frugal Dame for your appointment at 999-3020 or go to thefrugaldame.com. The Frugal Dame, where you can look like a million for just a few bucks.
Going shopping?
Explore the choices.
And shop Reading.
Hello, this is Frank Strazzarino, president of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce. Did you know that when you buy goods and services in Reading, you are supporting a local business, its owner, and employees in these tough economic times, and your tax dollars give us better police and fire protection, maintain our roads, parks, and trail system, and contribute to our Reading quality of life.
Going shopping?
Explore the choices.
And shop Reading.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday, and Trish is my girl. She's my Thursday girl.
Thursday girl.
And then just got on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. You know what? Take a step back in time. I was just there yesterday. Got my locks shorn again. It is fun to go down there and talk to DC Tim and the man in black down there. So glad to, you know what? The discounts for seniors and veterans and great haircuts, man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. tonight. At the baseball game, they are going to be—they're going to be pouring another. You know, you can get beer and wine down there.
Yes.
Well, this is going to be the Tehama Oaks Winery, and they're going to be pouring Gamer Babe Red Baseball Blend, a California red wine. Isn't that going to be cool?
That is cool.
And it is absolutely a fabulous. Somebody gave us a bottle of it, and it's just very tasty, very tasty. So you go down tonight. The people have gotten tickets, including my ticket that went out to Frank.
What a community guy!
You know what about my tickets? Tehama Oaks Winery, Gamer Babe Red Baseball Blend. You know what? I love it.
I love the label.
Oh yeah,
great.
It's a great label. Okay, let's go on. You want to talk about Israel? What? Yeah, you know, your supposition on this whole thing is that the Obama administration wants to destroy Israel. Or just weaken it?
Well, you know, I'm not exactly sure where the Obama administration is coming, why they're doing what they're doing, but certainly, having stated in the past that I believe he's one of them, I think that he's siding with Hamas. and the Muslim side of this whole thing and all of the people that want to destroy Israel. You know, they have been our ally forever. They're the only democracy in the area. They've got all of these other people trying to take them out because they've done things right. If you look at the economy, you look at the way they've built their country, the way they've helped all the other countries surrounding them. They've been the peacemaker in the area, and they have this little bitty swath of land in the middle of all of these other underprivileged, uncontrolled, unproductive countries, and everybody keeps trying to take them out. They've been our ally forever, and all of a sudden the United States is telling them they need to back off, they need to settle, they need to have the ceasefire, it's Israel, it's wrong. It is purported that this administration has sent arms and guns and power and money and everything to the Hamas and the people trying to take them out. I don't understand it. I really would just like to encourage people to start checking out some of the stuff that's out there on YouTube now, some of the explanations. There's some great speeches on YouTube right now that tell the true story of Israel. And I'd like the American people to start standing up for our ally over there. If that democracy goes...
It's not going to go quietly.
It's not going to go quietly, but...
And when it goes, it's going to take a lot of people with it, because I'll tell you why. If it looks like, you know, if it looks really bad, that they, you know, you cannot forget that they are, they have nuclear devices. And if it looks like they're going to be wiped out,
They're
not going to go away quietly. They remember what happened in the Holocaust. They remember what happened when you try to deal with people and the next thing you know that you're 6 million of you or 5 million or 4 million, whatever it is. One is too many. But millions are taken, put in boxcars and gassed.
Exactly.
Men,
it's
women,
not
and children.
Again.
It's not going to happen again. They're not going to have it happen. And if they're going to go down, they're going to go down fighting.
It's going to be a big boom.
And so when somebody calls them a rogue nuclear state, I just saw that in some blog that's in the Record Searchlight, you know, along with North Korea. You can't forget, just like you said, is that one, they've been an ally, but two, they are a democracy that women have rights in it, and it's a free democracy, unlike any other place in the whole Middle East.
I just looked up a fun fact. Size of the whole state of Israel, 8,000 square miles. Size of Shasta County, about 4,000 square miles.
That's right.
How big is Israel?
About twice as big as Shasta County.
About 8,000 square miles.
Okay.
Total.
And in this, and then there, you know, and then you have, you know, the bottom line is that I didn't see Israel digging tunnels to get to Hamas. And I didn't see them starting to launch rockets into the Gaza there because, you know, to kick this thing off. But you know what? It goes back to this. If Southern Oregon's shooting missiles into Northern California,
I have,
and if I've got bigger missiles, guess what? You know, the other thing, too, is they're saying they're picking out, you know, that I know what war is. I know what targeting is. I know how that works. And, you know, if anybody thinks that you can have a war and that civilians aren't going to be killed, you're deluding yourself.
Well, especially when Hamas is targeting, they're building the bombs and bombing from areas right next
rockets,
to schools.
Right.
Rockets.
And, you know, the UN school and all this. And I'm not saying that Israel is perfect on this. You know, you know what? Maybe they have launched artillery raids into places where people are lined up for food. You know, I don't know. I don't know if there's casualties, but the thing is what's the alternative, my friends? Is it the alternative is to let Hamas and ISIS and these other groups that are these, you know, radical groups do away with Israel? Is that what's the alternative then? Oh, let's have a ceasefire. Well, okay, they've had ceasefires, have gone off
and on. Give them time to build more bomb shelters.
You know, it's the bottom line on this is that Israel has the right to defend itself, just like we have a right to defend ourselves. Israel is defending its borders, unlike us. That Israel is defending its borders because they have no place to go. And my friends, we have no place to go. Now, there's a certain point.
We could learn
there's
a lesson but we need to protect our borders.
We don't need to kill people coming across the border, but we need to close the borders down because without that border, we cease to become who we are. We cease to become the United States. We are not the United States anymore. We are a group of people that have no allegiance to anything except their own little sects. And if that's the case, then you no longer have a union. You no longer have a United States. We need to have that border. You know, I can understand where Israel's going through right now. They have to protect their borders. Otherwise, they will disappear.
That's right.
And in their case, they disappear under a wave of fire. We disappear through a wave of humanity that we can't control. And to think that you can, you know, that you can threaten to take people that are here illegally just because they've been here illegally and just give them work permits and to essentially give them amnesty with a stroke of the pen by one man, this is ludicrous.
And you know, with the Republicans need to, we keep arguing the Republican Party. We keep allowing the other side to set the premise and agree. Instead of the Democrats come out and they say, we need immigration reform. Instead of the Republicans pointing out, we don't need immigration reform. We have good immigration laws. We need to stick by them. We have rules and regulations about how you become a citizen of the United States. We enforce it on all other countries. And the Republicans need to simply state, we need to enforce the laws that are on the book. We need to seal our borders. We need to talk about people that come in. They need to come in with certain documents, health certificates. Why not just enforce what we've got instead of buying into the argument that we have to change it? We have to adopt some sort of immigration reform.
And when people tell you we can't close the borders,
yes,
too hard.
Yes, we can, in a heartbeat.
You know what? You can.
And in a heartbeat.
I have talked about it before. You know what? I know what it's like. I've run counter-drug operations along the Arizona-Mexican border. I know what it takes to close the border down, and it doesn't take people shooting or anything like that.
Just close it.
You can close the border. You can do it. And this was years ago, so the technology we have now, yes, we can close it, but we don't have the political will, and that's from either side.
It's closed from the other side. You can't get into Mexico, but you can get from Mexico. Yeah. How can they have a closed border? And we can't.
They don't want to have a closed border because of the billions of dollars that are set back
every
year.
That's what I'm saying. But don't tell me you can't close it.
And our people that are in decision-making processes here, and I go after corporations and businesses here on this one. You want to hire illegal labor. Well, because everybody else says I've got to be able to compete. Well, fine. Make it a card. Everybody has to, you know what, verify. Verify that they're here legally, and guess what? You won't have this problem because if they can't get jobs, they're not going to come.
We had a very successful farm labor program in the United States for years and years and years. They came across the border. They went to labor camps in Idaho. I remember every summer they came in to do the beets and the potatoes. There was a labor camp where they all lived. They were all over town. They had made a lot of money. At the end of the year, they bought new cars, and they all drove back to Mexico. And they did it every year. All of the crops were picked, the beets, the beans, the potatoes.
The Baracas or something like that. And they were taken care of by the people they worked for.
Exactly. They lived in nice housing, and they were all over town. Like I said, they spent money. And then they went back across the border and took their money back with them. And it worked successfully throughout the United States. So we can do, if there are jobs that Americans don't want to do, we can still do that farm labor program. We have all of that stuff in place. All we need to do is enforce the laws that are on our books. We don't need immigration reform.
And on that one, we are going to take an early break. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, when we come back, we've talked immigration, we've talked about Israel. I think there's a couple of things we've got.
We could pick up something.
We could pick a couple of things that we want to talk about. And one of them is, you know, local politics and at the state level, too, the things that are happening there. And let's talk crime when we come back. Let's talk crime. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. Linda's got On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight at 6 p.m., my friends. So we'll be right back.
Have brown eyes or blue eyes? Are you outgoing or shy? Turtle Bay Exploration Park wants to know, who are you? Find out in Identity, an exhibition of you. Over 25 different interactives explore your physical identity, help you find your personality type, and look at how you create your social identity. Identity is free with park admission. It's presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank, and supported by Shasta Pathology Associates. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hi, this is Zoe from Zoe's Travel Shop in the Mount Shasta Mall.
We're open 7 days a week for all your traveling needs. Make travel fun where you can find items that are safe and fashionable. We carry brands such as Ex Officio, PacSave, Dakine, Eagle Creek, and Briggs & Riley. That's Zoe's Travel Shop located in the Mount Shasta Mall.
From city streets to country gravel, your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook.
Sign it and drive it this month at Redding Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty, and get 0.9% financing for 60 months on every new 2015 Kia Forte, 2015 Kia Optima, and 2014 Kia Soul in stock. Sign it, drive it, be happy. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance on approval of credit, subject to prior sale, plus tax, license, and dealer documentation processing charge. Offer ends September 2nd. Not all buyers will qualify. Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, on Facebook and RedingKia.com.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, Les Paul, County Supervisor, is going to be joining us.
He's
the head of the Board of Supervisors. So we're going to talk, and there's no holds barred on this one, and I applaud Les for coming on. Because there's going to be a lot of questions, some time's gone by. There's a lot of questions, but I want to talk to him about crime, about businesses here. I want to talk to, of course, we want to talk about State of Jefferson, and, I got to ask him about the geoengineering too. So all this is going to be on, but everything's on the table here. Les, I'm glad you're coming on because there's been a lot of questions, and, we had Dave Keel came on. Dave never comes on shows, and yeah. He came on ours, but, we restricted it a little bit there because of what I had said before. Okay, but next time he comes on, we're going to open it up more. But Had's got some interesting concepts from him on business and crime. But let's talk. Let's talk about crime a little bit. Here's my theory here. Unless we have a place to put these guys, everything else we do. Now I agree, we need more boots on the ground.
Yeah.
Because, and I'll tell you why. The guys are getting tired. The men and women are getting tired. They're getting stretched. So we need another probably 5 people per shift, which is then
too much overtime. 15. Too many people.
Yeah, no, you know what?
Tired out.
They were offered overtime. You know, City Merchant said, "We'll give them overtime." And as Chief Paletti says, it's not overtime. It's not the money for overtime. They're getting tired, and we're losing them. They're getting beat up in these battles with meth heads. When I say beat up, I mean not that they're losing fights, because they don't lose fights, and they cannot lose a fight, because if they start losing fights, then it's going to even be worse. But they don't lose fights, but they get injured. So we need more people per shift so that they don't, and more people available so you don't have to call in the ones that just finished a 10-hour shift and bring them back.
Well, I mean, what people do not understand, they think sometimes that there are police officers are strong-arming these people, using too much force, too many bullets, too much of that. People do not understand that a person that's jacked up on meth, those things, they have tremendous power.
Oh, yeah.
You can almost beat them to death, and they do not stop fighting. They just, they've got so much adrenaline, so much stuff in their system that they just keep it on, keep it on, keep it on. You have to totally subdue them.
And it's
I've seen them in the jail. When they go off and you can't, one person can't control them. Great big husky guys can't control them. It'll take two or three or four deputies to take down somebody that's all hyped up on meth.
And then there's injuries when you have that. Now,
people get hurt.
They had one that they found is that people are popped on meth and then other little mixtures they have in them. And this is
they have a heart attack just from the strep.
Their heart explodes. And this is not a phenomenon just here in Redding.
It's all over.
They identified it up in Seattle when they were starting to have two or three of these happen. These guys are just dying. And they so.
You get into a struggle with them, and then they die.
Because their heart beats. But I'm not, okay, but here's the bottom line is this. We do need more troops on the ground.
Yes. But we need the rest of the system.
Whole system's broken.
Yes, it
Everybody
is.
Everybody that's come on here from D.A. Carlton.
He says, you got Basinko, no courtroom.
To Basinko, to Paletti, they've all said it. The system's broken. So, you know what? You want to throw money at it? No, you can't just throw money at something. Where's the plan? Where's that well-thought-out plan? And some people have said, well, that's Kurt Starman's job. You know, he's the city. But he's only a part of it.
It's a countywide issue.
It's a countywide issue. The county needs to lean into this and say, okay, you know, Tom Basinko has sat here on this show, and he has said at other places, I need a place to put 300 of them to hold them. Well, there's the answer, to hold them from their time they're arrested to the time they go to court. And after they've been sentenced, to hold them until, you know, everything goes by, so they can either be shipped away or you know, start their sentence. What are we doing about that?
Well, as a result of, and a lot of people don't get this about the capacity in the jail. Capacity in the jail is set by court order. Happened many years ago. They can only have so many people in that jail. What we've got now as a result of AB 109 is we've got all kinds of people serving time. 2 years, 3 years. We got one guy in the jail serving 10 years.
10 years.
Our county jails are not set up to be detention facilities. They're not prisons. They're jails. So we're supposed to have them there while they're getting sentences, while they're going through the court system. Then they're supposed to go out to a prison. We're not prisons. We don't have a prison in Shasta County.
So then the bottom line is this. We need a place to put them. And this, if you could put three of them, take three of them off the streets, or just say 300.
And put them someplace off the streets.
Watch what happens.
Oh, crime rate's going to go down.
We've got 8 minutes here. So people can call in, 605-4567. What's your solution? How would you hold these people?
We have to live with state law.
That's right. How would you hold 300 bad guys and girls? What is your plan? Bob?
Trish, can I ask a question? How would you feel personally about one of those private prison companies coming into Reading and saying, you got this nice land out there in Stillwater. We'll build you a 500-bed facility.
I think it would be magnificent. I think that we can have a lot of good jobs. We can have a lot of and private companies can do things that county government can't. This has worked successfully in other states, in other areas, in the state of California.
Vince Stevens,
You can have great prison systems. They're run, the cost of operating it, because you don't have the union issues, you don't have all the issues you've got to deal with in county government. I think it'd be a grand idea.
Well, here's the thing, too.
You've got shovel-ready property.
There you go. You don't have to go through CEQA. They've got sewers, they've got electricity, the whole thing. So, I come in, I say I'm going to build a 500-bed facility here. You give me the land because you said the first person coming in with land, you know, with the business gets the free land. Okay, I want the free land. Vince Stevenson has already thought this thing out. He's already got it all worked out from the Downtown Reading Business Association.
There you go.
He's already got it worked out. So, Vince, we're going to have you on. And we're going to talk about this.
Tremendous idea.
Well, it is. And then you put it there. Or there's other ideas. If you don't want a permanent facility because – you know, I guess it would have to be something like this. And I'll tell you exactly what would happen. I come in there. I go to the city council and say, or the county and the city. Well, I guess I could go to the city because it comes under city property.
That's right.
I'm going to build a 500 person prison right here. I'm going to, you don't have to worry about it. I'm going to take care of guards. I'm going to take care of everything. But I want 15 acres or 25 acres or 40 acres of Stillwater to do it. And then throw that to the city. Now, at that point, do the people say, we don't want a prison here?
Oh, you can bet your bottom dollar
it goes to an initiative again.
Not in my backyard.
I can show them how much money it's going to bring to the city, that all these things. And then plus you have somebody you can put there. And it may cost a little bit more. But guess what? Now you've got these people off the street, and then we can take people in from other places. Oh, but you're going to bring people in? All the
not
guys.
In my backyard.
Yes, the argument you hear is, oh, it's going to bring in a bad element. Hello? We got
They're
one
here.
Already.
We lock
We're
up.
Here. Now we got to lock
we're
them up.
We're going to take them off the street and put them in there.
All right. We've solved the okay.
And we're locking up our local people. The difference between a prison like that, you could make an agreement with them that they're going to lock up our people. You would have to put the degree on it that they can't be shipping in from other counties, because that's what happens like in Susanville or those places when they build prisons, state prisons, then you do get that bad element because you get people sentenced there and then their families follow up.
Well, here's the other thing, too, is that if you do it like that, the county's got to be able to put people in there to hold them, you know, while they're getting ready to go to trial. So, I mean, that's the big thing. So if you have 300 or 400 of them that you can pay, okay, how much a day can I pay here for each one of these? Okay, I'm going to pay you $75 per each one, or $70 per each one, and $210,000 a day to hold them there, because the lawyers have to be able to get to them.
Well, but no, if you empty our jail and put the prisoners in our jail in the prison where they belong.
You can't do that, though.
Why?
You can only take a third. There's only a third in there that you can move out of the jail. There's only a third. The rest of them are in there that are waiting trial, for murder, or they're pedophiles, or they're...
But still, you could transport back and forth from there.
Well, that's what I'm saying is that if you could build it there and on Stillwater, and you're using the land besides something for goat grazing and
still
make money off it. And it's, huh?
Still dirt.
Still dirt. Yeah. Still dirt. Anyway, here's your plan. Okay. Anybody... We've solved
that?
It. Yeah, I just got it. All right. You know, it's Thursday. Wait till tomorrow. If you'd said it tomorrow, I still wouldn't have gotten it till Monday. So, okay, everybody. Tomorrow, Les Ball is going to be here. I'm going to call Les and remind him.
And he's glad it's not Thursday, I'll bet.
Well, I wouldn't have. See, you know what? I wouldn't have scheduled him for Thursday.
That's a good plan.
No, I wouldn't have because...
He wouldn't have come in.
Well, no, I mean, he probably would have been almost like an ambush. Oh, by the way, Trish is going to be my co-host as he walks through the door. It was like when Congressman LaMalfa was on and Mark Beecham was here. Mark just went. You could just see him. He just smiled. You know, Mark Beecham smiles. It's like a shark looking at you. And Mark got on.
He is.
Mark is the nicest guy in the world. But you get him, you know.
He's a bulldog.
He's a bulldog. And I tell you what, he and LaMalfa went at it for like about 25, 30 minutes. And then when it was over.
But you know what? That's good for a politician.
It's good.
They have a personality.
Yes.
They ought to be able to stand up to it.
And that's what I said, you know, when I said to him, he said, well, I got a little bit, I was getting a little bit angry. That's okay, Congressman. People want to know that you're, you know, that you've got emotions and that you can't get angry, that you feel passionate about this. And it's okay for Mark to ask you and keep pushing in at you because you do need to answer these questions.
Absolutely.
So, Doug did a good job. Mark did a good job, but the next time I got, when I, you know, we schedule him once a month, he comes on the first Friday of every month, the phone call came in, and the only thing I wanted to know was,
who else is
going to be with you? I don't know.
Yeah, but no, he's an elected official. He's, and Doug's a good sport about that, and he needs to be. Because people, even if you disagree with the person elected, have a right to the conversation.
Oh, absolutely. As long as, again, we go back into courtesy and the fact you don't call people names.
Civil debate.
Like Cad and I had right here. He raised his voice. I raised my voice. Trish poured water on him. She poured water on him. And people didn't see that. And I went, Mom, gosh. And it blew out Gary's eye. Never mind. Okay,
I'm
sorry.
It was good radio.
It was.
It's good. In fact, I want you to capture that. I want to use that in one of our ads. You know, do you listen to me? I'm not going to listen to you. All right.
Don't interrupt me, even though we're good friends.
I'll interrupt you anytime I want to, you old.
In our 2 minutes, you're gearing up for your trip, aren't you?
Yeah, soon.
Let me throw this one in.
We get to call. That, you know, we're going to be leaving from Reading, you know, heading to San Francisco. I mean, flying from Reading to San Francisco.
It's been a fluid situation.
I will tell you what, Linda's at high hover because right now they're saying, well, you know what, that flight may not take off from Reading. on the, you know, so now we've got it, you know, it may not take off. So, of course, now Linda and everybody is in this kind of like a high hover going, well, what if it doesn't? What if, you know, so then we have to, you know, we all have to make it down to San Francisco. And I said, you know what, you know. And
I think it might be a good idea to have the shuttle service on standby.
Well, they've got one on standby, but, you know, so it's going to happen.
Yeah, it'll all happen. It'll be good.
It's like a wedding. It will all come together.
The couple that watch our house are, you know, in fact, we never leave unless, you know, we've always had, you know, them there at the house because take care of Elk Killer and that. You know, they're there. They're going to be there. So we'll make it over there. We'll make it back. They're there.
And while you're gone, I'm going to have just a great time for a week with my co-host, Ken Murray.
Ken Murray comes back to the radio.
Yeah, we're going to have a week of fun and Thursdays.
In the control room, you'll know why.
You know what?
It'll all be good.
So what's it worth for you to do this? I said, what's it worth for you to get back on the radio, Ken?
It's going to be a good week. We'll talk about lots of things. Got some great guests lined up.
Yeah, Kurt Largent and Ruth Angel are going to be taking some days. It's going to be a great time for everybody. Anyway, hey, tomorrow, Les Baugh. I'm going to give Les a call when I get off the air. And again, Trish, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, I enjoy Thursdays.
Everybody come on down to pick up the tickets to the baseball game. Don't forget, Linda's got On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight at 6 p.m. And see what else? Gosh, you know what? Oh, and head on down. Plan on going down to the Mount Shasta Mall this Saturday for that back to school expo. It's going to be great. A lot of giveaways.
And
there.
Don't forget the Colts games the rest of the week. Colt
45 games. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys out there. Which are you?
But I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
SRN News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. He's come home for the final time. The body of the two-star general killed this week in an Afghan insider attack has arrived at Dover Air Force Base, Delaware. Major General Harold Green, the highest-ranking American officer to be killed in combat since 1970 during Vietnam. Responding to the crisis in veterans' health care, President Obama is about to sign a $16.3 billion bill for the VA. Among other things, it will allow the VA to hire thousands of doctors, nurses, and other health care professionals. Israel wants Hamas to disarm before it will consider lifting the blockade of Gaza, but a senior Hamas official says it's not going to happen. Both sides have delegations in Cairo where they're talking through Egyptian mediators. Hawaii is bracing for a 1-2 punch with two hurricanes on the way. The first of the storms